This is Profile, and for the next 60 minutes, we feature the words and music of Johnny Reed.
You can do what you want, do what you love to do, do something big, or do something just for you. Are you ready for fun? Why not do what you love?
What You Love from Okta or Infinity, which was released in 2023. Now that's by Johnny Reed, who is a one-man band playing and singing it all. He's worked with Peter Jackson and Universal Pictures on King Kong to create the voice of Kong and the other creatures on Skull Island. And you can find him at johnnyreed.com and on all social media. Johnny, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here on your show. And it's an honor to be on Profile. I know you don't do this all the time, so again, I'm really honored just to be here.
Okay, first question. Who is Johnny Reed, and what are you all about, or what are you trying to do?
Okay, well, Bill, you know, I've known you for a while. It's great, and but I'm going to tell you. Well, I'm a solo recording artist, as you know. I put out 8 albums to date, and Okta or Infinity has been the latest one. And on all those, I just play all the instruments and do all the singing, producing, mixing, everything myself, sound effects. I could have others do it, but I really take a real desire to just do that creativity all myself and just put it together and try to do it a organic way. This is what the Beatles used to do. And I get to say things about society, my thoughts on things, anything I want to do. And I just come up with a scrap of paper sometimes and create a whole album. Now, it can be a concept album, and some albums are, some aren't, some kind of are. But I just try to make them interesting, lively, and just let the flow go wherever it goes.
And when did you start in music? What instruments did you play first?
Well, I first started with the drums. My dad actually gave me a drum when I was in the fourth grade that he played back when he was a child. And then I got into the school band, and eventually I got into a rock band when I was in the eighth grade, and they were called the Corner Lot. And there was 4 other guys. They were in high school and college, so they were older than me. And later I got myself an acoustic guitar, just a very cheap one, got a piano, ended up putting thumbtacks on the hammers to make something interesting, like a harpsichord sound. So it was really pretty cool. And there was a keyboard band that told me how to play piano. He said, here, just spread your 3 fingers like this. And I go, okay. He goes, now move one of the fingers. I moved it down. And I said, oh, I know what that sound is. And he said, just play around with it. And that's what I did. So I never really took lessons to play piano. I just started moving my fingers. And that was it.
That's still how you do it, of course. Who inspired you in your early days?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people encouraged me at different times and, you know, just that helped me. I had one friend that gave me his whole set of drums at one point, and it was a Slingerland set. And he just thought it could further me and would help me in my career. So that was his way. And then there was another friend that once from that group, The Corner Lot, he brought over a guitar player that was in the Strawberry Alarm Clock as a surprise to the garage where we were practicing in my house. And we had the cheap equipment. We thought, oh, wow, we really need some great equipment so we can really be great. Well, this guy came over. He picked up our little, I think it was a Silvertone guitar and amplifier. And he picked it up and he made that thing sing. It was like, wow, this is magic. We looked at each other and I said, it is not the guitar or the gear. It's the guy. That's been my life lesson.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. What music did you listen to for inspiration?
Well, in that first group in the eighth grade, those older guys, they knew all the Beatles songs. I was just like a little kid, really. And they knew the harmonies, everything. So things like I never even heard before. So they would take me in and sit down by a record player and say, okay, here's that song, the Beatles song. I'd play along with it, go out to the garage, and there we go. I have another song. But then later, I went and got the Jimi Hendrix Experience album and Cream Disraeli Gears. And I would just put on the hi-fi and just turn it up and just jam to that music. And so I got absorbed in that heavier hard rock thing also. So I have two sides of music, from the Beatles to the more hard rock, both parts of me. So I listen to all that music.
And speaking of the Beatles, I understand you knew Mal Evans, the Beatles road manager.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I met Mal back in the 70s up in Santa Monica at the King's Head Pub. Now, if you haven't been to California, that's like the place where people in Southern California, Hollywood stuff, would go if you were part of the England or UK group. And they always had the latest newspapers, Guinness, and that's where I got exposed to Black and Tan. And I ended up getting an accent by the time hanging out there too much. But anyway, Mal was up there, as well as Rod Stewart's soccer team would come. And I had a friend from Blackpool. His name was Lenny Walsh. And he introduced me to Mal Evans. Lenny had helped try to promote my music also to other people in Hollywood. But he knew Mal Evans, so he got up there and hung out with Mal, ended up hanging out with his girlfriend too, Franny. He went to the beach with him once. They had their striped towels and everything on the beach. And around that time, that's when I first gave Mal a cassette of my songs. So I was excited to see what he might say. And, you know, he listened and he said, well, you sound like Paul, you know, something like that. And I go, oh, okay. That's all I really needed to keep me going and excited and encouraged. And we met with him several other times at the pub and things like that. At that time, he was producing something called Natural Gas. And I don't know if I guess it must have come out with some members of Badfinger and Uriah Heep and things like that. So that was great. And he got, production credit for that. And I knew he had also produced No Matter What by Badfinger. So that was great. And I thought it sounded like the Beatles to me. So anyway, Mal was just a great person. He encouraged me. I always thought something might happen. You know, you never know what might happen, but I never pushed it. He never really mentioned he was going to produce me. He just encouraged me. So he was a great guy.
So we're going to play a song now, which is called Break the Ice. This is from your Third Time's a Charm album, released in 2015. Tell us very briefly about that.
Okay, this is a song I did. It's about rejection, not giving up. And, you know, you walk into a room and just an icy feel. And rejection is something that happens all the time. I remember back, the Beatles got rejected by Decca Records, thinking that the guitar groups were out and all that. Well, they turned out to be terribly wrong about them. So anyway, this is my song about rejection and not giving up.
I could feel the ice when I walked in through that door. I've got to stop this thing. I can't take anymore. I can see by the look all those frozen faces. They're saying, hey man, you're just in the wrong place. I've got to prove myself. Seems like every away. They
said you're outside the box. You just don't fit the mold.
That was Break the Ice from Third Time's a Charm. You're listening to Profile featuring Johnny Reed, and in a moment, The Message, Act 2, from the album The Johnny Reed Show.
The fastest way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services design and host bespoke websites for businesses and individuals. Professional websites start from just £100 with no hidden extras. Log on to find out more at islandwebservices.co.uk.
Buncherfarmers.com. We make the best all-natural stain remover on the planet. And for Celtica radio listeners only, you can get 25% off any Buncher Farmers product by typing in the promo code Celtica when you order direct from our website. So that's promo code C-E-L-T-I-C-A. To get 25% off any product at buncherfarmers.com.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Andrew John's Weekender.
Every Saturday evening at 9 o'clock, join Andrew John for a mix of new music, news items, and the chronicles of Little Bibbling Under Flossock. So that's Andrew John's Weekender, Saturday night at 9 o'clock, here on Celtica Radio.
Good night, children. Everywhere.
Celtica Radio.
Child, if this doesn't lie, they can see you.
Just heard The Message, Act 2, taken from the 2014 album The Johnny Reid Show. You're listening to Profile, featuring the words and music of Johnny Reid, funnily enough. And Johnny, you were inspired by the Beatles and music, and then later you shifted into the independent film industry, didn't you?
That's right, Bill. Actually, the song you just played, The Message, is about a specific film producer that I met in my film world. And I saw they took advantage of so many people financially, emotionally, just to get their movie done. That's what they wanted to do. But here's how it started. It wasn't really a plan. I was looking for some material as a publisher at this time for the Commitments album. The Commitments movies were coming out, and the second one was coming out. And I approached a songwriter that I knew that did that type of material. It was a group called the Hollywood Heroes up in Hollywood. And after a short time, talking to him, he said, "Hey, wait a minute. By the way, would you like to be a co-producer of this TV show I'm doing called a comedy sitcom called The Adventures of Virgil Bad?" And I thought about it for a second. It's going to be shot up at Hollywood Stages in Hollywood. And I said, "Okay, let's do it." And it turned out to be a totally crazy experience. I, you know, had no experience in that at all, but I was just thrown into it. After a few months of doing that, then he said his friend is coming from Cannes Film Festival. I said, "Oh, that's great. I heard about that before." We met with him over at GMT Sound Stages in Culver City. And after talking with him for an hour or so, he said, "Hey, would you like to be an associate producer with my company?" Okay, I thought about it for a second. Good. You know, I guess I was sharp in some different things, but some reason they singled me out and gave me that opportunity. I said, "Yep, let's go for it." So we got in the middle of everything there. I was in pre-production, production, contracts, talent, everything. And it was way more crazy than that first TV show had ever been. And I did that for like 3 years. But after this, it was a lot of a BS in Hollywood. And I came back to my studio in Redondo Beach and said, "You know what? I'm going to say what I do what I say, and I'm going to do something new." And that was great. That's what I did.
So the film business is over. What did you do next?
Well, it wasn't really over. I was back in my studio and I was approached by another friend just shortly after that, you know, maybe a month, I don't know. And he said, "Hey, would you want to be a consultant with me to help James Cameron on some film called The Titanic?" Of course, I never heard about that. But I had knowledge of computers, the internet, local area networks, telecommunications. So I said, "Okay, great." Well, it ended up being a great experience. I got to meet James Cameron, went to his offices up in Santa Monica, Lightstorm Entertainment. He also owns part of something called Digital Domain in Venice, went there, went to his home up in Malibu. One of his partners is Stan Winston, the animatronics guy, went to meet Stan, go to his studio. And eventually I made it to Mexico, where they were filming on the Poplar Beach site. So this is very cool. And they made the Titanic, a small version of it, on a pool of water where you could shoot over the top of it and get the sunsets and the real ocean behind it. So, you know, they did a great job. And well, our job was to design a remote film editing system that he could do from any of those locations, his house, his office, Digital Domain, anywhere. Now, this was something new at that time when the Titanic came out. There's nothing like off the shelf to buy. But Steven Spielberg had done it in Schindler's List. And there's always this little competition thing. I think he wanted to keep up with the Joneses. And anyway, that's exactly what we did for James Cameron and got him that system.
Did he keep going in the film industry then?
Well, not exactly as I planned. You know, I went back to my studio again after that job was done. And then sometime later, I got another phone call. This was from Frank, one of the owners from that GMT Studios in the film business. And he said, can you do a voiceover for a film we're doing called Force of Darkness? I said, yeah, come on down to the studio. Sure, we'll do it. So he brought his talent down. We did it. But he also had a friend that came with him, a guy named Morris Betty. And he said, by the way, John, do you think you could do something for me? I have a voice recording of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the WWF wrestler. He said, could you make him a little recording? Could you make him say something a little different than this? And I thought about it for a second and said, sure, I can do it. And in a few days, I did all the alterations, gave it back to him. Well, Morris went up to Jack Pacific later, I found out, in Malibu. And they were the people that held the master license for the WWF wrestling. It's for making toys and things like that. And he did a great pitch to them. They said, great. And then John is going to be the guy that's going to do the whole thing. So instantly, I was in the toy business. And that went on for a long time. Eventually, Mattel came into the picture here. Playmates Toys came in. I did. I worked for all the major people eventually. Hasbro, Ohio Art. I did over 200 toys, games, and music for toys and everything. So from the wrestlers to Barbie and Disney, I ended up doing it all.
Wow. Wow. Now then, we're going to play another track, which is called Another Great Day. This is from your Octa or Infinity album. Tell us very briefly about that.
Well, it's a positive song that, you know, I just wanted to do. Everybody, you know, there's a lot of depressing things around the world, I think, right now. And just go out and just try to have a great day. Just try to do that. That's what it's all about. Just kind of a positive song about that.
Sun just came up, looks like another great day. I stand up and take a deep breath. Ooh, nothing can stop a great day. So I'll jump up and run with the wind. It doesn't matter whether it's rain or shine. Make it another great day. It's all in how you look at things. I'm gonna have a great day. Gonna jump up and fly like a bird does fly. And it's all because she walked through my door. And now nothing can turn me around. No, nothing at all. She walked through my door. Now nothing will ever be the same. Telling you love her for everything that she does. Like another great day. I stand up and take a deep breath. Ooh, and no one can take it away from me. We can jump up and run with the wind. It doesn't matter whether it's rain or shine. Let's make another great day. It's all in how you look at things. I'm gonna have a great day. I'm gonna jump up and fly like a bird of light. And it's all because she walked through my door. And now nothing can turn me around. No, nothing at all. She walked through my door. Now nothing will ever be the same. And it's all because she walked through my door. Turn me around, no, nothing at all. Yeah, she walked through my door. Now nothing will ever be the same. And tomorrow is gonna be another great day.
You're listening to Profile, featuring the words and music of Johnny Reed, and we've just heard Another Great Day off the album Octa or Infinity. In a moment, Know Your Soul from the 2019 album Alternate Reality 7.
Hi, this is Keith Berry-Davis, and I'm chairman of Celtica Radio. Thank you for listening to us. Our station is privately funded and not part of any big media group. This enables us to be completely independent and continue to bring you the innovative and original program we're famous for without any interference. However, it does cost us money to run Celtica Radio, And because of our unique independence, it also means that we are always looking for supplementary income to expand our service. Would you like to make a donation to help fund Celtica Radio? Any amount is worthwhile and is done through PayPal. Even the smallest amounts will help us. If you are interested, then please click on the donate button for more details. And I thank you.
Rain Striker. Discover the stunning debut album from Eleni Vialaris.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail.
Enjoy 15 original songs sung in English and Anglo-Saxon and uncover a world of fantasy, myth and legend. Believe in magic. Rain Striker. Available to buy now on iTunes and Amazon.
Dotted around the British coastline, there's an institution we simply take for granted. Whether foul or fair, the Royal National Lifeboat Institution is always on call. Responding to emergencies, crews venture out in the worst of conditions, supported entirely by voluntary contribution. Enjoy a visit to your local RNLI station. Drop some coins in the box, make a contribution, or even a pledge. The RNLI, saving lives at sea.
This is Celtica Radio, broadcasting online and on digital wireless. We're also available on the mobile phone network, plus on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day. www.celticaradio.com.
Celtica Radio. Celtica.
I know who I am. I've got my life. I'm doing the best I can. But I've got a fire underneath my skin, and you can't put it out. I won't let you in. World, I pay my dues, and when I catch fire, it's gonna make the news. If I wanted to, well, I know who I am and what I feel. This alternate reality is real. It's the real me. Know your soul, who you are. Let the inside out and let the fire bring. Got to know your soul and just let go. Nobody needs to know. The fire won't go out. Can you feel that heat? You're all too. World, there's a lot like me, and when we catch fire, we'll make front page news. Yeah, we're gonna make the news, because I know who I am and what I feel, and my alternate reality.
Now then, Johnny, we've just heard Know Your Soul from the 2019 album Alternate Reality 7. And your music and your songs seem to vary quite a bit, out of orbit, really, with pinning you down. That's the best way I could describe it.
Yes, Bill, I do like stretching out. I get bored. I love to move around. The song structures aren't always what you'd expect, and I do that on purpose. I don't want to be too standard, too predictable. My songs are short. I've got that complaint before. I can make them longer, have long solos, or, but maybe I'll do that in the future. I'm doing a new album coming out called Nine, but we'll see how it goes.
And what instruments do you play in your albums, Johnny?
Well, I play all the instruments. I play the guitars. I have a Fender Telecaster. I've had it forever. And the drums, I've got a Ludwig set of drums, back from the Lawrence Welk, actually, they're on the Lawrence Welk TV show. And a bass guitar, 12-string guitar, so I play all those. And, of course, my keyboard goes from the sounds of a piano to Hammond B3. And I just love all those sounds. Each instrument that I have gives me an inspiration on how to play it. So you pick up an electric guitar, and maybe you're Jimi Hendrix. And the piano, maybe you're Elton John. So I just let it take me wherever it takes me.
Beautiful and honest music, then. So you play the songs from the artists that you just mentioned as you envisage them for inspirations?
Actually, no, I don't really play their songs. I mean, I played those early songs on the drums, but I can't even sing one of their songs straight through. I don't know all the lyrics. I don't study lyrics. I don't study their riffs. I don't learn people's riffs. I just kind of hear something in my head, and then I just go with it. I remember hearing Cat Stevens before on Midnight Special. I went and grabbed my guitar, and I started playing, but not one of his songs, just trying to write something with that same emotional feeling of his song. So that's what I do.
It seems that sometimes you're serious and sometimes tongue-in-cheek sides come out, or are you just having fun with it all?
Yeah, I think I'm having fun with it, you know. Sometimes it's lyrically right in your face. Sometimes it's tongue-in-cheek. Sometimes it's disguised. Like I have a song called Lucky Penny on that latest album. It's actually about the coronavirus. It sounds like it's something else, a lucky penny in your pocket, but that's how I think the virus really is. But, you know, this is the first time I'm really publicly even saying that. I do address social issues many times. Like I Need a Robot, I did that back on the 2017 album, Fortress of One. So a whole variety of things.
You've done a lot of inspirational songs about life and carrying on. Is Looking Toward Tomorrow something that you like to do in your albums?
Well, I felt in life, it's not to dwell on the past or things that have gone wrong, dreams that never happened, but just keep going, keep dreaming without, you know, breaking your stride. Yeah, one of those songs is called Believe in Tomorrow, but I have many, many songs like that. But anyway, that's on the Johnny Reed album called The Johnny Reed Show. That was the first album.
And you've got 8 albums recorded so far, and that's something like 80 songs. How do you remember them all?
You know, actually, Bill, I don't. I don't practice them, and I really couldn't even play them all right now. I've got all my notes, the lyrics, the chord structures. I really document everything, but I just keep recording and keep on going, make those songs. Now, if I was going to do concerts, I'd have to learn them and play them for everybody. But if you wanted to play all my albums right now, it would be a struggle for me. I figured someday if I do have to go to a concert, I'll just hire some players in and teach them all the parts, and off we'll go.
Now, we're going to play a track which is called To Everyone, again, from your 2023 album, Octa or Infinity. What's that all about?
To Everyone? Let's see, what is that song about? Okay, yeah, To Everyone. That's a special song. Now, that was a kind of an experimental song. I just played 3 chords, a 3-chord song. And I didn't even think about what those chords were, but it ended up being an E minor with just 2 fingers and open position, and then 2 other chords. I can't even tell you what those are. But it was a simple but kind of mystical sound, and that's what got me going. And I just started singing without planning. I did not write these words down. And there was a reason for another day. And at that point, I had no idea where it was going, but I kept on doing something, and I kept moving forward. I kept playing those 3 chords. And then the bridge actually has the same 3 chords again. People said, oh, no, not a 3-chord song. But that's what it is. It was a total experiment, and I loved it. The harmonies weren't planned out either, just sang them probably the first time, and that was it.
There's a reason that there's another day. There's a reason that you're here with me. Love comes to everyone. That there's another chance. There's a reason.
that you're here with me. Because love comes to everyone. Love will find you wherever you are. Something new is gonna change your life. Yeah, something new is gonna surprise you. Just wait and see what I mean. For another day, love comes to everyone if you wait a while. Ooh, when you're ready, yeah, it'll be here for you. Love comes to everyone, to everyone.
You're listening to Profile, featuring the words and music of Johnny Reed, and we've just heard To Everyone from his 2023 album Octa or Infinity.
To help explain how fast it is to make Bob Evans original mashed potatoes, here are a few things you'll never need again. One, a potato peeler. What is this, the Navy? Two, Grandma's recipe. She's gonna be so mad. Three, patience. What's that? Because Bob Evans original mashed potatoes are made with whole milk, real butter, and are ready in just 6 minutes. For rich, homemade taste for the whole family, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm fresh goodness, full of flavor.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
HunterFarmers.com makes the best all-natural stain remover on the planet. This really works on blood, ring around the collar, grease, red wine, grass, and much, much more. Also for furniture fabrics, clothes, shoes, and tablecloths. This all-natural stain remover is available at many stores and online retailers like Amazon and Walmart, or order directly from us at HunterFarmers.com.
Hi, this is Rachel Stark. Don't forget to join me to hear the latest additions to the Celtica Radio playlist on the New Music Radio Show. That means the most up-to-date tracks as fresh as tomorrow. So remember, the New Music Radio Show with Rachel Stark only on Celtica Radio.
Climb aboard with Rachel Stark's New Music Show on Celtica. Climb aboard with Rachel Stark's New Music Show on Celtica. I think so.
The beginning, the start of something new. Now is the time to take another chance. The best is yet to come. It's not a countdown and things are starting up, because you've just been invited to a new party.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Don't look in the mirror, that's not where you're going to. That's where you've been. And now, things are changing. You turn another corner, the walls turn into windows as you travel through the maze. This is your movie, and it'll end when you're ready. But now you've just been invited to another party.
Yeah,
time to go. It's a strange world.
Yeah,
it's like a Hollywood movie, and it's starring you. Such a strange part.
something big. It's all in how you look at things.
You're listening to Profile, featuring the words and music of Johnny Reed, and that was The End of the Beginning from the 2023 album Octa or Infinity. Now, Johnny, what are your favorite and most popular songs on that new album?
Well, you know, Bill, I love all my songs, all for different reasons. They all have a special thing. When I move from one to another, I try to make them different on purpose. But the one you just heard, End of the Beginning, is a kind of a moody song, rock. It's a special blend. But I wrote it from being surrounded by people that are getting older. Of course, I'm getting older. We're all getting older. And people reflect on their lives. And I was shocked to say people are thinking, are they giving up? What's going on? And okay, so I said, I got to write a song about this and tell people there is a new party starting where you're going to get out there and do something great, not giving up.
And how did you come up with the album title for this one?
Octa or Infinity. Okay, well, that's pretty interesting. I said, it was my eighth album, of course. So I said, well, maybe a big eight. I could do that because I do my album covers too. I do all the graphics. And I said, yeah, eight. Huh. Maybe, octa is eight in Latin. Let's see. Okay, octa. Wait a minute. What if you put eight on its side? That would be infinity, wouldn't it? Oh, is it an eight or is it infinity? What is it? It's all in how you look at things. So that became the whole theme of the album. And I use in many different songs. You'll hear that same thing.
Now, why don't you get others to play the other instruments on your recordings?
Well, I've hired in people in the past years to play guitars on songs, you know, bring a saxophone player in. I've had female singers, male singers singing the lead, you know, being the other person. But I found out that it just wasn't as fulfilling. And I had people say they heard my version. They said, I like that better. And it's just a whole other lifting up thing for me. I just love each instrument, rocking out on the guitar, rocking out on the drums, and just all those feelings. And I couldn't get that if I hired other people.
And what if you had to choose one instrument to live on a deserted island with? What would it be?
Yeah, I think if my whole studio burned down, it would be my acoustic guitar, because it would be simple and satisfy all the musical needs I had. But to be honest with you, that has changed a little for me now. I wish they had electricity on that island. I could plug in my Telecaster and have an amp with me. Is that possible, Bill?
Not unless you've got a generator there. You're talking of generators. I'm sure there are a lot of them around here. You were recently in the Battle of the Bands on Metal Devastation Radio. Is that right?
Yeah, that's funny. People really couldn't believe that. I never really thought of myself as heavy metal. Of course, that End of the Beginning is a little rocky. And the song Know Your Soul actually was a song that I entered into that. And I took third place. It's off that Alternate Reality 7 album. It had up to 16,000 listeners vote for it. So it was great. And I was a surprise for me. And I got tons of streams on it. So it helped my Spotify. So I guess I'm, you know, half Beatles and half heavy metal now.
Now, Johnny, I know that you have a special family situation, something that inspires you to write several of your songs. Can you share that with us, please?
Yes, Bill. Yeah, you know about that. And yes, I'm happy to share it. That would be my daughter, Kelly. Now, my daughter, Kelly, had a terrible car accident when she was 19, threw her into a coma. She was on a ventilator. And they said it was such a deep level coma, she was never going to wake up. And so in just a split second, it changes life forever. So now I appreciate every day and everyone. And since that time, my daughter was after 4 months, she was in a coma, and she did actually wake up. But it's not like the movies, you wake up and, hey, I'm back and great. No, it's very slow. She couldn't swallow, nothing by mouth for a year. When she came home, she had a feeding tube even. But luckily, she had all of her memories from a child, all of our father and daughter experiences. And but that year she was in the hospital was a total blur. But anyway, she's been the inspiration to so many of my songs. And there's a song I wrote for her called Such a Beautiful Bird. And anyway, that's my daughter, Kelly, and I just love her.
Johnny Reed, thank you very much.
Such a beautiful bird, but she's got a broken wing. So she can fly like she did once before. She fell from the sky into the deepest sleep. She can't open her eyes, so she only flies in her mind.
Still feel